Coach, four seniors today sign with colleges. That's a lot for a signing day to begin with.
That's a huge day. You know, it's a huge day for them, their parents, and this community of Peñaville. And I'm really happy to be a part of it. And I was looking through my records that I thought this was the biggest class that I had at one time. And I think there was another time that we had like 2002 with DeWolf and Masons and another girl. And I think there was one more time in my history that we had four.
That's a lot. You know, just looking at you interact with the girls, you know, obviously as a coach, it's your job to, you know, get to know all of them. But you can tell that you haven't even played a game with these girls yet. But like the relationship is so deep with all of them.
Yeah, we bonded really quick. I mean, when we talked, you and I talked, and over the phone this summer, I was really concerned. But my main goal was to build relationships in that interview, and I think we've done that, along with having a lot of fun and learning. And they were just raising their IQ every practice. They were just clear, came in with, you know, those eyes of, I just want to learn.
Yeah.
And it just made it so fun because at Murfreesboro, I was there for 20 years and coaching middle school and high school, so they knew my system. You know, it wasn't like the Murphy girls didn't work hard. I'm not saying that. I mean, they just knew the system.
Right.
You know, so it was a lot of teaching, but not as much.
Right.
Here, I got to teach again. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I get to teach my system. I get to teach the IQ, the game of which I've learned from Mike Hebert. And so, and Ed Allen at SIU. And so, every day they were just gaining more knowledge, and they were a bunch of sponges. They weren't rocks. They weren't saying, oh, we're a college athlete material, this, that. You know, they just want to learn and get better.
Yeah. What was the recruiting process for you like this past fall and headed into now the winter?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that they got what they deserved and got where they needed to be athletically. And I feel really good about it. I mean, we could have sent the one or two to Division One, you know, and it, but with the trickle-down effect of how they've done, you know, the college where you got an extra year of eligibility, and then now you're telling the freshmen, I'm taking your scholarship and giving it back to that senior. So the coach, because the fact of the matter is, they have to win, okay? And so it's a dog-eat-dog world, especially when you're put in that situation. So that's why we made the decision, or I made the decision, and the parents and the players have gained, they trust me. And I explained to them what I think they should do and why. And they said, yeah, absolutely, coach. We'll do whatever. We trust you. And so got on the phone because these college coaches couldn't see them.
Right.
They don't know anything about them. But with me having three daughters go to college, my connections through coaching for 27 years, I know all these Illinois coaches at least. And so I got them placed in a place that they need to be. And I feel really good about it. I just really wanted it off their plates.
Yeah.
That they can enjoy their senior season. They've had so much heartache.
Yeah, they have.
They've had so much turmoil. I wanted to take one thing off of their plate. And we accomplished that today.
You know, just listening to you, you know, off the mic, talk about your girls to some of the people around here, just you talk so highly about them. You know, we were just talking about relationships, but also, like, you've gotten a really good idea through both your experience and then just with these girls around them, how talented they actually are.
Yeah. We did a mini league when we had contact days through a High Performance out of St. Louis. And we beat up on everybody we played, including, you know, first time in my career, we beat Belleville Altoff 35-12. I mean, took them to the woodshed. And played modern day, slugged it out point for point. And that was when we only had four practices together. When we saw Belleville Altoff, we had 17 practices. And they just kept getting better and better. And so, well, you know, that was the first time in my career that I beat Belleville Altoff.
Yeah.
Unofficial. There was no score being kept besides in my mind. I mean, they were scrimmaging and I was keeping score on the side. And so it was just impressive to see how they just continued to grow. And like I told them, all we can do is plow the field, plant it, and pray for rain. Because if the IHSA calls us tomorrow, we're ready. If they don't, we're still ready. So, and they just bought into that.
You talk about that Breeze Modern Day game. Just talk about it a little bit more. How much, because they lost to the Breeze Modern Day in sectionals, and so for them to develop and kind of gain some more maybe confidence, no matter what the result was. How did you see that result?
I saw it as huge because here's what happened. We're only four practices in together. I'm training the mental part of the game because modern day is intimidating. Let's face it. Yeah. They're the Mecca of, they're the golden child of Southern Illinois and the state of Illinois, really. So I was just training mental. And you could tell in the first 7 points that they were the old Pinckneyville team. But once they regroup because of the leadership now, it's the seniors. Now they're not juniors. They're older. They're better. They got it together and bowed their neck and started slugging it out. And so when you could see that switch mentality, that just made my heart so proud. Because when you believe, you can achieve. Okay? And so now they're in the point of believing.
Final question for you from here. You know, you're talking about, I just say you're ready no matter when they call, no matter what they say, it's going to be. Things are starting to kind of look like they might turn that corner. Are you hopeful for a March start or maybe a delayed to April start?
Oh, I'm very hopeful. Now that we've got the vaccine possibly rolling out in December to the healthcare workers and possibly the people that are in long-term care, and the trickle down is just going to happen. I really think that they'll get it going in January. It may be a shortened season, 8 weeks, 6 weeks. You know what? We just want them kids to be able to play.
Yeah.
You know, they've played all around us. I went to Missouri to my buddy's volleyball games in Jackson while we were sitting there practicing. And so for those girls to have it, I think will happen. And, you know, the euphoria would be basketball goes in wrestling, or just basketball, let's just say, January, February. Girls and boys football and girls volleyball goes March and April, and then May and June for softball and baseball. So let's hope. And I'm really optimistic that that can happen.
Coach Mike Lane, Pinckneyville Panthers volleyball. Coach, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Matt. I appreciate you.